Two Heartland Health Services COVID-19 testing sites are now seeing clients by appointment only.
The process is still really quick and seamless. So if you make sure you call ahead, you get that appointment, we'll see you as quickly as we can.
That's Marjorie Parent, Vice President of Clinical Operations for the Health Clinic. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck helps you start each day with an update on what's happening in our community, brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Tuesday, July 7th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Starting this week, the Heartland Health Services COVID-19 testing sites in Pekin and the East Bluff are now appointment-based. Tim Shelley tells us more.
Appointments are a change from the previous walk-up or drive-up testing available on demand at Heartland testing sites on certain days. Marjorie Parent, Vice President of Clinical Operations for the Federally Qualified Health Center, says many of the volunteers working at the testing sites are going back to their normal job duties.
We had a lot of volunteers from AMT, we had them from Unity Point, and yes, some of them are going back to work.
But she says it's still easy to get tested.
We're scheduling every 10 minutes, so the process is still really quick and seamless. So if you make sure you call ahead, you get that appointment, we'll see you as quickly as we can.
East Bluff site is open for appointments Monday through Friday. The Pekin site is open Wednesdays. Parent says demand for testing is still high, and this change isn't set in stone.
We're just taking it one day at a time. We'll see what happens with our numbers. If it needs to be increased, we're sure. We're not opposed to going back and changing the process. But right now, we'll just see how it goes with the numbers.
On Saturdays, the health department testing site is all open for curbside testing rather than a drive-through tent. The state-run testing site in the Civic Center parking lot remains open 7 days a week. I'm Tim Shelley.
For contact information on scheduling a testing appointment at a Heartland site, go to WCBU.org. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom today. Tri-County health officials reported 72 new confirmed COVID-19 cases over the holiday weekend. The region also saw its 39th death. The Peoria County woman in her 70s was not a resident of a long-term care facility. CityLink confirmed a maintenance employee tested positive for the novel coronavirus. A spokesperson says the employee did not have any direct contact with bus operators or the general public. A new report from the University of Illinois Institute for Government and Public Affairs recommends the state's Department of Corrections expand COVID-19 testing inside prisons. That comes as data shows 30% of recently administered tests came back positive. Find more on these stories and other news at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. We've become accustomed to daily counts of new COVID-19 statistics, but one researcher at Western Illinois University argues absolute numbers and percentages tend to give a misleading picture when comparing different communities. Tim Shelley discussed the new shift method developed by Adi Atayaman to give a more accurate take.
The data are for the two-week period, from June 1 to June 14, and the method, what it does is it calculates a regional growth rate. For example, if you're thinking in terms of metro region or a non-metro region, so we have 41 counties in the metro region, 61 in non-metro. So we come up with a growth, which is the benchmark for the region, and then apply that growth to existing COVID numbers in a metro county, for example, to come up with an expected number of COVID-19 cases. Then we compare the actual number of cases, and then we say, okay, the deviation is good or bad. Now, if you look at a paper, and if you look at Cook County, the change is positive in a sense that, the expected value is much higher than the actual number of cases that were present during those two-week period. But if you look at Peoria, it's bad in a sense that, the actual number of cases exceeded expectations.
how can looking at the data or studying the data this way perhaps be beneficial?
If you just compare, say again, Peoria and Turks in number of cases during those 2 week period, then, you know, people may feel like, okay, Peoria is really not, you know, doing that good. But if you think in terms of net shifts, it means we are really benchmarking Peoria with the metro region's growth. Then we can actually say, okay, the daily average growth rate for Peoria is roughly 3%, which is not that bad. Because if you look at the number of days that we have been fighting the virus, the pandemic, you know, it started from memory, you know, in Cook County on January 24th, 2020. In Peoria, the first case appeared on March 16th, 2020. So, you know, so if you come up with a growth rate in terms of the net shift method that I have prescribed in the paper, then we will see that Peoria is, yeah, it's bad during those 2 week period, but overall it's doing okay. It's only 5% compared to the region's 7% median growth per day. You know, based on the calculation of, I would say, two variables. One is the growth rate and also the mobility scores. We have come up with predictions in terms of how the recovery is going to be. Peoria is showing a rapid recovery.
That was Tim Shelley's recent conversation on a new method to assess COVID-19 numbers with Adia Tayaman, a researcher at Western Illinois University's Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs. For more of their conversation, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, East Peoria's City Council meeting is tonight, and they'll vote on continuing the electrical aggregation contract with Homefield Energy. You can expect more on this tomorrow on WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.